Hello everyone, my name is Alex and I'm responsible for the professional services at OnlyOffice. So, and what I would like to share with you today is our experience of how to ensure ultimate security for online document collaboration. So, let's get it started. At first, I will briefly explain what is OnlyOffice so that you have better understanding of our project if you don't have yet. So, OnlyOffice comprises powerful online editors for text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. Office Open XML was chosen as a core file format in order to ensure compatibility with almost 90% of all the existing documents and avoid the issues by format conversion. OnlyOffice can be deployed on any platform and any device. Single engine for online, mobile, and desktop versions guarantees seamless switch from offline to online and vice versa, of course. Node.js. JavaScript was chosen as one of the most universal web programming languages. OnlyOffice is built on HTML5 canvas, what ensures highest quality text rendering and significantly decreases memory consumption. For now, OnlyOffice is integrated in more than 30 well-known and widely used platforms and is built in more than 200 web services by various developers all over the world. OnlyOffice is available as DAP, RPM, Docker, Snap, Univention application, CloudHone, Amazon Image, DigitalOcean application, and Kubernetes, of course. The pre-installed plugin set, as well as the ability to add your own plugins, allows you to implement extra functionality. And of course, OnlyOffice is distributed under AGPL3, with the source code repos available on GitHub. So, nowadays, lots of users are concerned about the safety of their confidential data. When it comes to online collaboration, of course, that's very important, and these concerns are fully justified. We at OnlyOffice do our best to provide a comprehensive level of security for online doc editing and, of course, collaboration. The server level of data protection is implemented, among other things, with JSON web token and lifetime cache limitation. And now let's have a deeper look at the other security on that list. So, OnlyOffice comes with built-in features to help you stay compliant with Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, and of course, GDPR privacy regulations. As a part of the NetExplorer solution, which is widely used by healthcare professionals, OnlyOffice Docs has been certified according to ISO 27001 requirements for information security and health data hosting certifications. Document processing in OnlyOffice has been moved to the client side, so, and that's very important in this case that no user data is stored on the OnlyOffice server if you don't want it to be there. So, client side performance. It also results in advanced collaboration and gives freedom of editing for any participant and the real-time collaboration session. While working on the same document on the same server, each user can activate any feature or choose any mode independently of all other users. For example, there are three users editing the same doc simultaneously. The first one is working with a chart, the second is using the drag changes mode, and the third is writing a command, but nobody is disturbed in that case. OnlyOffice allows sharing documents with a single user or the whole team, providing them with different permission levels. What allows protecting specific data from unwanted attention? So, when you share a doc granting review, command, or form filling permissions, user can't actually edit it, but only perform certain actions. So, besides, you can restrict copying, downloading, and printing, of course. Last year, we added a new access permission to secure spreadsheet co-editing. Custom filter that allows hiding the data you don't want to show before sharing your spreadsheet. In other words, users won't be able to change the filter you have applied before sharing your spreadsheet and will be able to work only with the specified fields. In OnlyOffice, we provide three encryption types: encryption in transit that allows encrypting your traffic using HTTPS, encryption at rest, as well as end-to-end encryption. Encryption at rest, or disk encryption, basically allows you to perform full encryption of all portal and user data. Technological core here is encrypt the MAC scheme that is cyclic. So OnlyOffice encrypts all of the targeted data. And upon the action checks its legitimacy and integrity before decryption, making sure it's genuine data of your portal and it hasn't been anyhow violated. So pretty cool technology that does more than just encrypting and decrypting. And our scheme allows encrypting and decrypting large amounts of data quickly, which is quite convenient if you have a big portal, for example. Encryption at rest is a great value in protecting data from physical access. No one who got to your data center can read the encryption, encrypted data's, even if they acquire the carrier of the stored files, for example. Encryption at rest is available for users of OnlyOffice Workspace, a complete productivity suite for team management and collaboration that includes OnlyOffice Docs, OnlyOffice Groups, Mail, and Talk. So you are using OnlyOffice Groups, so you are using a separate solution. It's a collaboration platform distributed under Apache 2 license, and you can also encrypt your storage. This feature is easily managed via control panel. Here's how it looks like. So, and now to end-to-end encryption. That's another security feature we implemented last year, private rooms for end-to-end encrypted document editing and collaboration. And what's unique about that feature? Let's discover. Some cloud services and virtual rooms do provide strong file encryption, even using unbreakable AES 256, but they don't offer any integrated editing tools and keep the key management to themselves. So assume that you need to edit your encrypted file stored in the cloud. To do it, you need to decrypt the file, edit the now unprotected file document, and only encrypt it back again once you finish editing. More than that, if your cloud service integrates the document editors with the server-side performance, then the documents are encrypted and decrypted on the server. OnlyOffice private rooms ensure true end-to-end encryption, and all data are encrypted locally on the machine and transferred to the server in encrypted form. Some Office suites offer encryption of the client side, but only locally. Assume you need to share your encrypted document with someone. To do it, you need to share your document and the password to the document. So using, I don't know, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, or something else. No, thanks. It's not very secure. And only Office allows not only encrypting your documents to store them, but also securely share and even co-edit in real time with your teammates. All the documents you deal with in private rooms are encrypted once created or uploaded. So all inputs made by co-authors, including objects, images, etc., are encrypted on the end, transferred to the server in encrypted form, and then decrypted on the other end. So, encrypted data is automatically generated and transferred and is encrypted itself. Forget about unsafe sharing. And you don't have to keep or remember a single password. Formats currently supported for encryption are Office Open XML, which are DOCX, XLSX, and PPTX. So there has to be a disturbing experience, you may guess, but some services require extra components or additional registration in some third-party services to create a new encryption entity for your account. But in fact, here in OnTheOffice, you get seamless experience where you work normally, as you are used to. No extra moves whatsoever, just logging and start right away. So at this point, you see no difference between casual editing and collaborating on your documents and working in the encrypted mode. And when someone claims your data security is covered, it's your choice to trust this information without actual proof. In OnTheOffice, the code is open for everyone to examine, so no problem at all if you go and examine how this all works on the ground, or maybe have someone to do it for you. So, briefly, we believe that there are four angles of good document encryption: true end-to-end, reliable encryption scrutiny, user friendliness, and chance to prove the claims. And yet no one has come up with all four in one solutions. That's why we did. So, what we have here: private rooms are available for users of OnTheOffice workspace. OnTheOffice desktop editors used as a primary interface end-to-end. Symmetric encryption of document data. Asymmetric encryption with key pass to perform secure sharing. A database inside your installation that helps administer the processes. Private rooms as your working environment within document management system. So, to start working in private rooms in your instance, install the latest version of OnTheOffice, so OnTheOffice Workspace and desktop editors. The private rooms are enabled by default. In the desktop application, you need to connect to your workspace instance. Once done, your account will be associated with a database and get the personal encryption credentials. When all set, find the private room in Documents via Desktop Editor's Cloud section and start working securely. While you are performing all these easy actions, the app does the following. So, I'm going to remove me of your scheme. So, if you log in for the first time, you submit your login and password. Your user ID is then associated with auto-generated encryption credentials, a pair of encryption keys, private and public, which are saved on the machine. Your private key is the one used for decryption, and the public one is used for encryption. So, asymmetric encryption. The private key is always stored encrypted with your user password, which is known only to you and not stored anywhere. The power of keys is then saved to the database and you get access to private rooms. If you already have the credentials, this is not your first time logging in, for example. Upon logging, the application obtains your keys from the portal and gives you the access. When checking for the keys, if they don't exist or don't match, a key creation is initiated. Now, let's see how regular operations with documents work. You can perform different operations with documents just as usual. You can open a document, you can create it, you can share it, edit it, and of course co-edit it. Different processes on the backend apply to these operations. When you create a file in the private rooms, a 256-bit password is generated for it automatically. The file is then encrypted with that password. After that, the password is encrypted with your public key. The key is saved in the encrypted file in pair with your public key itself. So the encrypted file contains the document in encrypted form and an array of its passwords encrypted with each sharing user's public keys plus their public keys. This allows establishing collective access to the file, therefore making possible sharing and collaboration on the encrypted documents. When you open a file in private rooms, it seems that is just opened, but it's temporarily downloaded on your machine. To decrypt the file, you need to obtain its password. Your private key is used to decrypt the password, and then the password to encrypt the document. Once the document is opened, all changes you make are separately encrypted and sent to the server. When the last person to edit finishes the session, the file version is updated. The file is then encrypted using its password and sent to the server. And when you share the file, it's re-encrypted in the way your colleague can decrypt it too. So the document is downloaded, its password is obtained and encrypted with public keys, and all users now share access to that file. It's then sent back to the private room. Inside the shared encrypted file, there is an array of encryption components consisting of users' public keys and document passwords encrypted with them. When decrypting the file on their side, the user obtains the document password from the segment of this array, which is associated with their account. How does OnlyOffice know which password is theirs? It checks the credentials database on the portal, which I mentioned earlier. So, and now a little bit about limitations. There are some limitations, of course, that apply to operations which files for security reasons. File and folder copying, then moving files outside private rooms, moving files shared with users, recovering files, recovering file versions, that's absolutely the same as recovering files, and file overwriting. So, and now I'd like to share some of our future plans. We want to bring end-to-end encryption to the mobile. We are not sure how it will be done, but it will be. Then, private rooms are available for self-hosted workspace, but we believe our cloud users might find it useful as well. So we are planning to add private rooms to OnlyOffice Cloud. File formats are much appreciated, of course. So up next are PDF and open document formats. Introducing master keys for admins is currently discussed. So some light administration will be good in case of account loss or some other incidents, but we will make it secure anyway. Electronic signatures for encrypted documents are also considered. So what else? We are now working on multifunctional secure forms, or forms for building the documents, template documents, and secure form filling. When your co-author is not permitted to see some portions of the document, for example, some areas in the document. We are also planning to launch a boundary program on HackerOne. So there are people casually testing our source code, and we want to make it official and well-structured. So all ethical hackers out there, stay tuned. And we are going to make OnlyOffice API available for using with third-party storage services. So our private rooms will be available for everyone soon. And here you can see the first draft of how secure form filling will look like. We are now working on it, and we guess it will be a really useful functionality for everyone who works with documents online and who need to create templates of the documents. So, thank you a lot for your attention. If you have any questions, you can always visit our official website and contact our developers on GitHub or our sales team at sales@onlyoffice.com. We'll be there to help you with any question. So, and we are always open to any cooperation. Thank you a lot. Stay safe. And have a nice day. Bye.